This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. As always, it's Kelly.
And Troy.
And before we get into the topic of this week, we do have to remind you, we have live shows coming up in Nashville, Denver, Minneapolis, Philly, and DC. We hope to see you there. All of our shows are different, and you can find the link to the tickets in our bio. But before we get into the main event, Troy, you did something this week.
What did I do?
You joined TikTok.
I did.
And I need you
I publicly joined TikTok.
Yes. I need you to explain to everyone why you felt the need to finally join TikTok. Because when I watched your first video, you know how you say you're floating? That's how I felt watching it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Listen, there was a lot of Cara Delevingne conversation happening, and it just felt like, you know, you got to get ahead of certain conversations. And it's a lot of people with a lot of like crazy thoughts and theories about her. And I'm like, everybody's missing the point.
Right.
Like, she's what we dream of at this point. Like, she's not curated. She's not perfect. She's not fake. She's not doing shit for, you know, I mean, does she do shit for attention? Of course, but not in the same kind of attention as like, you know, like an influencer showing up somewhere. Like, she's fun.
It's not like she's simply calling the paparazzi.
Right. She isn't even, like, she's so crazy and like fun. And I said in that TikTok that she reminds me of like an early 2000s celebrity, like a old VMAs kind of celebrity, you know, like a Courtney Love-ish kind of thing. It's fun. Like, nobody is that kind of celebrity anymore.
No. And everyone who was like, she's annoying Meg Thee Stallion. If Meg Thee Stallion did not want Cara next to her, she wouldn't have been next to her.
Right. They obviously have some kind of relationship, like right. Whatever it may be. They obviously, like, I mean, come on. Meg Thee Stallion isn't just being followed by her like a psychopath all day and all night. Like, they're friends, obviously.
When Doja Cat was like, oh my God, hi, Cara Delevingne. Hi. Died, and somebody commented on the video we posted, and they were like, me every time Cara pops up in a blind item.
She popped up behind her dress with her wild eyes, and she's like, I love you, I literally love you, I'm literally obsessed with you, I'm literally love you. Her oh my eyes God, were babe. So crazy.
She's like, oh my God, babe, you did so good, don't even say that.
And Meg is like completely unfazed. That's how you know that like they're fucking or friends or something, because she's very like used to her.
She did call her. She said, that's my bottom bitch.
Come on. Come on. Like, come on, you guys. Let's use all the wits we've learned so far.
Somebody sent me this meme and it was so funny. It was a picture of Kristen Stewart, like holding a laptop or something. And it was like, my gay ass trying to explain that Cara Delevingne's been insane for years.
That's the other thing. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Did people forget? Like, what is going on? Did people forget that that's her whole vibe?
It always has been since like 2012.
It's all we've ever known of. We don't know her to show up somewhere normal.
No, even maybe just the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Maybe that was the most normal we saw her.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I feel like, you know, it used to be like less eyes on her. Like, people were less like, now everybody watches every move Cara Delevingne makes on a red carpet. But back in the day, she could show up somewhere and kind of like be a little under the radar, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, she's always been batshit crazy and fun.
And then now people are going to like use that. You know what I mean? It's going to become too much. Never for us.
No, never too much for us. Miss Delevingne, if you're listening.
Cara, we love you.
We do. You are literally our little princess on this podcast.
And even when people are like, she was too much, she's so annoying, I'm like, no, she wasn't. Like, I become so mad for her.
Well, because I could think of like a million other people on the red carpets recently and at the Met Gala who are more annoying and not in like a, at least she's fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, she's fun. She's something to talk about. She's always exciting to look at. She's very funny. You know, she's quick. She's sarcastic. She's wacky. Like, what more could you ask for?
But I do hope she is okay and she's not like partying too hard.
Now that, I don't know. Now that, I don't know. I don't know about that.
I said it was a hope, Troy.
We're rooting for you, hun. That's all we can say.
Now let's get into Hillary Duff. Hillary. Troy, I got to know your thoughts.
Oh, okay. Hillary. Hillary is somebody that I, in a way, sort of observe. Like, I've never been a real deep, intense Hillary Duff fan. And even, like, with her music, like, I always knew Hillary's singles. I knew all of her, like, big hits. I was never, like, a deep-cut Hillary girl. My friend Jesse, I know that he's, like, gonna fucking cream his pants when I say this because he thinks that he introduced me to Hillary Duff. He didn't. But my friend Jesse Chambliss, like, got me to listen to her Dignity album, and I really fucking like it. So I have had a little rebirth with Hillary. Like, I was like, oh, this is a really, really good album. But at the end of the day, Hillary's not one of my, like, main girls. Like, I love to observe from afar a little bit. What about you?
I feel like most people know where I stand with Hillary Duff. It's been a long-standing one-sided dislike for Hillary. Maybe she doesn't like me. I mean, we don't know. But I think growing up, I was like jealous of her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I also didn't think she was like the best on her show. I liked her friend, Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked her. And I was like, she should be the star of the show. She's funny. She's like different. And I liked Gordo. But I always felt like Hillary got really lucky because she was an alleged party girl.
Mm-hmm.
But she was growing up with Lindsay Lohan. So who's going to look at, you know, her and Ledoux maybe doing coke when there's Lindsay Lohan running loose?
Yeah, I agree with that. She got a really good edit. And, you know, she was really good at, look, Hillary was good at having fun and also still being really professional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she was never known for like showing up to work late or like not showing up for jobs or like treating people really bad. Like, she partied and shit, but the thing that I guess I like about her is that she was like a good person through that time. Or, you know,
now that I've grown up, I realize that Hillary is not like bad. Now that I am older, do I still love her? No, because during our Amanda episode, I was very much an Amanda girl. And I felt like Amanda didn't get her roses, so to speak, because like Lindsay and Hillary got theirs.
Right.
So I think that was also my thing, is I was such a big Amanda Bynes fan. And I felt like Hillary Duff was like okay at a lot of things, but not great at anything.
Yeah, I think that Hillary, where I give Hillary a lot of credit, because I agree with you, like, she wasn't, like, really good. She wasn't, like, really, really good at a lot of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. She's not the best actor. She's not the best singer. But she was the first.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Like, it's cool that she was, like, the first Disney star, really.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, all the girls kind of have her to thank for being able to have these, like, double-sided careers and, you know, Miley and like all of them really have her to thank. And I think in a lot of ways it sucks because I think her career would have gone a different way. And she probably would have been a lot happier had she not have to be like the fucking guinea pig for Disney.
Yeah.
That sucks. You know, she got really fucked by them in a lot of ways and, you know, whatever. But it is cool that she was like the first like Disney star, really. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. So I would like to bury my issues with Hillary on this podcast live. I know she's definitely listening.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would like clean slate. We're starting on we're coming clean, I guess you could say.
If you will.
If you will. We're going to go back to the beginning. All right, I'm done. Let's start with who Hillary has dated. So she has dated Aaron Carter, as we know, Frankie Muniz, Shia LaBeouf, Jordan Masterson, Joel Madden, which we will talk about, don't you worry, Jason Walsh, and Eli Sandvik. And she was, of course, married to Mike Comrie, who was a hockey player. And now she's married to Matthew Coma. She was also linked to Talon from Laguna Beach. And so was Lindsay, which I think is funny.
Yeah, her relationship history is so sort of random and, like, honestly sparse.
And I think she dated Frankie Delgado, too, from The Hills.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, her relationship history is really weird. And, like, yeah, I know we're going to talk about the Joel of it all, but, like, Jesus Christ.
And, I mean, Aaron Carter is still out there being like, I'm in love with you. And she's like, please, please stop.
Like, I'm an adult woman with children. Like.
Now, of course, everything we just said is opinion. And everything from here on out is alleged.
Okay, so we're starting, it looks like, in 2004. Just when will this whacked out teen star let go of her obsession with another blonde female starlet? Her loathing of her more talented opponent has grown to such epic proportions, some are speculating whether romantic feelings are the cause of her heated words. And that is Hillary and Avril.
Could you imagine?
Like, what? We're wondering if they're madly in love. It's like, no, Avril's just very fucking mean to other girls, actually.
Yeah. So now we're in 2005. Which actress seeking music cred has a singer boyfriend who, quote, cheats on her relentlessly with the Lower East Side groupie girls who follow around his band? And that is, of course, Hillary with Joel and the following blind. Which squeaky clean young actress was overheard snorting cocaine in the ladies' room at a recent concert in the Bowery Ballroom? So I do think when she was dating Joel, that's when she was rebelling.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And I think that she thought he would be able to steer her career in a different direction.
Yeah, it was kind of her bad girl moment in a way.
Yeah.
How old? She was like 16 or 17 and he was like 23, right?
I think he was either 23 or 24, but I know for sure she was 16.
Okay, so even worse, the pair first sparked dating rumors back in 2004 when Duff was just 16 and Madden was 25.
Yeah.
And I know she's even said she lost her virginity to him and everything. Like, holy shit, that is quite an age difference.
Yeah, and she was going through it when she was with him too. Like, and that was when she was like battling her ED stuff and asked about that like nonstop, like them asking her about why she was so thin.
That's true. And has Hillary talked about her cocaine use? I don't know if she has. I want to say she has, but you and I like can't differ blinds from reality sometimes. Yeah, I know.
We're too far gone. I know that she's definitely referenced like partying, you know?
Yeah. And during this time, not only her ED stuff, but this is when she got veneers. And I feel like when she got veneers, people either didn't talk about it or they were so new that they didn't look great.
Mm-hmm.
But she got ripped apart for her teeth.
Well, they were like pencils long. I mean, they were like, they were really, 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 really big. And she, I mean, whoever did those, like, I remember that whoever did them fixed them. Like, she had to get them fixed because they were even human. Like, they weren't even human teeth. They were like really big. Like, that was fucked up. But you're right. It was like before everybody got, like, before it was like very common to get veneers.
Mm-hmm.
They were so big, though. Oh, poor Hillary. Oh. And she had even said that they obstructed her talking. She couldn't talk because her teeth were, like, longer than her fucking mouth.
That's insane.
I know. And we're now in 2007. So this actress slash singer recently dealt with a stalker and does not need anything out of the ordinary. So when this very rich guy took more than a passing interest in her and began sending gifts and flowers, she did not find it fun or flattering and was just downright scared. Overreaction? Probably, but everyone would be a little nervous in her shoes.
I bet she's had some weird, weird interactions with like stalkers.
Yeah, she has a song on that Dignity album about that stalker.
Oh my God.
Yeah. about how boring she is and how she doesn't understand why this guy like wants to look in her windows and shit. It's actually really funny.
That sucks for her, but I'm glad she can make a song out of it.
Right.
This actress slash singer tries to portray a very good girl image. So everyone was amazed when she got drunk the other night at a club and let herself be groped, fondled, and kissed in a corner by two guys at the same time. She was doing some groping of her own and led one of the guys to the VIP section by his belt loop.
Good for her.
She was what, like 21?
I know.
Do you think that was at Les Deux? It had to be at Les Deux, right?
It had to. I love that. Which young star still insists that the sudden increase in her boob size is just a result of growing up? The teen favorite denies to everyone that she had work done, but the wardrobe people who know her body best also know she went under the knife in March.
I know we talk about just body image in Hollywood a lot, but growing up, that is one thing that sticks with me so much, is how much the media talked about young women's breasts.
Mm-hmm.
The Britney, the Lindsay, the Hillary, all of them, Christina, it was so openly talked about.
I know.
No wonder why. If you made it through the early 2000s without some sort of eating disorder, I don't know how you did it.
It's wild. It's honestly so crazy. I've been watching a lot of I've been in like a Spice Girls like hole on YouTube lately and watching like old interviews and stuff. Okay, I found this girl. I'm pretty sure she's from Australia. Shout out to our Australian listeners. Her name is, I think it's Briony Claire. It's B-R-Y-O-N-Y, last name Claire. And she does these Spice Girls deep dives about the trauma that they went through that nobody talks about. And she put together this compilation of people talking to Posh about her weight.
Oh.
It made my stomach hurt. Like, it was sick. Like making her stand on scales and putting their arms around her, their fingers around her wrist, and like just crazy shit, like literally bringing out scales during interviews and making her stand on it, and just horrible. Like, seriously, if you made it through that time, Godspeed. Fuck.
Holy shit. I never knew they did that.
Yeah. Standing on scales. And she showed the progression of her, like, stopping smiling and like stop like being outgoing and like not showing her personality, because she just was so ridiculed and ripped apart. Like, she stopped being like a fun person. It's like sad.
Yeah. And I like to think we've moved past it, but we really haven't. I mean, we don't say it during interviews anymore, but yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So now we are in 2009, and I feel like we haven't had an episode with a kindness blind in quite some time.
Yeah, we need it.
Here we go. The C-list actress slash sometimes singer with an A-list name recognition has moved from tween television to movies. On a recent cross-country flight, she was sitting in a first-class seat with one of her friends when a woman came on board who was carrying an infant and had a toddler with her as well. While the woman was standing in the aisle waiting to proceed, our actress started talking to her, and before you know it, the actress and her friend moved to the back of the plane and gave the woman their two first flight class seats. Oh, and as an added kicker, the actress had a middle seat for the entire flight from LA to New York and never complained. I like that. I believe that.
I believe that too. That sounds very Hillary to me.
I can't believe I like Hillary Duff now after like 20 years of disliking her.
Listen, she was a little teenage businesswoman. She was. Toilet covers and Purell and all kinds of little products.
I genuinely think it's because I had a crush on Frankie Muniz and she was dating him and I was like, fuck her.
Frankie Muniz.
Dark times, dark times.
We're now in 2010. At a recent photo session for an editorial in GQ, this former major league all-star and still pretty decent player replaced a golfer who has had some recent issues and could no longer make it. Yes, it is who you think it is. At the shoot, our baseball player was hitting on the model he was posing with and used the following line, quote, this is going to hit you guys across the face, quote, I'd love to drink my own cum. Yes, he actually did say that. The makeup artist who overheard the line dropped her supplies when she heard it. Now, our baseball player has had some very famous dates in the past. He has dated this former A-list tweener who is now a C-list television and movie actress. He also dated this permanent married B-lister who has been around since she was preteen and had two very hit shows. So the baseball player being Barry Zito, the golfer, of course, being Tiger Woods, the former tweener being Hill Dog, and the married A-lister being Alyssa Milano.
Did you just call her Hill Dog?
I did. We're on that level.
I like to drink my own cum. I'm not gonna yuck a yum, I guess.
Do you, boo?
This famous television actress with a much less famous fiance is gorgeous and has it all, which is why you'd think she'd be more secure than she is. Her fiance recently added an old girlfriend on Facebook and was excited to reconnect. The actress allegedly hired a team to research this girl and to find out everything she could about her. She is secretly monitoring their interactions online. She's even sent the old flame text messages from her boyfriend's phone to test her and gauge her reaction. We hear she's becoming obsessed and blind with jealousy, even though it seems like he's not interested in the ex other than catching up with her. So that's Hillary with Mike.
And this next blind, it says, is a throwback blind. So that means that at the time it was old even then. So this is going to be very iconic. It was always assumed that this D-list movie actress and her B-list singer boyfriend broke up because he was cheating on her. It turns out, though, that she was cheating on him with his brother. God, that must have happened to them so much.
Do you believe it?
Sure. I mean, why not? Like, totally. I would totally imagine that they've probably dealt with that their whole lives.
Yeah. And I know they're twins, but Benji's obviously covered in tattoos. You couldn't be like, oh, sorry.
Right. Oops.
Now we are in 2011. I guess if you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat. It doesn't have to be after a year. It can be much less. And you don't have to wait for 5 either. Also, at that age, is it realistic to expect something to last forever? I suppose you don't know that until you know it. And by then, it's too late. She's more famous and he's okay at what he does, but he's certainly not great at it. Although when it comes to actual talent, I'm not so sure she has much of it either, and definitely not with the last project she pimped. So there's no question that she's the B-list in this relationship and he's a solid D+, which is very generous. In another league, maybe we consider him a C-, a C at most. He'd never be one to wear that on his sweater though. Anyway, he cheated on her at least once with some kind of no-name. Well, connected enough in the sort of girl who gets off on hooking up with married men. And if the married man has a celebrity wife, well, even better. The wife so far is happily oblivious so far, but those kind of girls, they love to step down on the other girls and they love when other people know about it. Not sure how long he'll be able to keep this contained. So one thing about Hillary and Mike in their blind item life, it is almost all cheating.
Okay.
Like almost completely cheating. And when they first got married, I'm pretty sure everyone was so surprised because of how young she was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the pictures of her giving him like a blowjob on a balcony?
Yeah.
And then that happened and everyone was like, what the fuck's going on? But yeah, like their blind item life is just like Mike is a piece of shit, allegedly.
Interesting. I don't really know. Yeah, I don't remember. Like, I remember little bits and pieces of them, but I don't remember, like, a lot.
Yeah, me either. I can vividly remember paparazzi photos of them walking out of clubs, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And that blowjob thing. I remember that.
And the blowjob thing, yes. And she was like, I wasn't that. Giving a blowjob.
She's like, I've never done something like that before. This former child star recently had a baby with her athlete husband, but the bundle of joy hasn't helped her troubled marriage. The young couple have tried counseling, but it hasn't curbed his urge to spend more and more of her hard-earned money, and that's left the actress seriously contemplating single motherhood.
I asked last week about whether you were the black sheep in your family. Today, I want to tell you about one of the worst sisters to have if you are a sister. She's an actress. I guess she's a C-list, but she would probably be nowhere if not for her more famous sister, who once flirted with B-plus list status, maybe even A-minus, depending on what career we're discussing. Anyway, the lesser-known sister was the number one seller of insider information to the tabloids, including the fact that her sister contracted an STD by one boyfriend. Who the sister lost her virginity to, what the situation was like when she did, she had no problem sleeping with the boyfriend of her sister and then would tell the tabloids that the boyfriend was cheating on her sister, but of course would not say with whom. The lesser-known sister had her much more famous sister convinced that it was boyfriends or the boyfriend's friends that were spilling all this dirt. It was not until one night when the more famous sister walked in on the lesser-known sister having lines snorted off her breast by a boyfriend that she realized the truth. That experience also led to the boyfriend to get sober. He said it scared him straight. He's also the one who gave the more well-known sister the STD. So the lesser-known sister is Haley Duff, better-known sister, Hillary, of course, and then at the time, the boyfriend was Joel Madden. Now, did you see on TikTok, there was someone who did a deep dive about how they no longer speak?
I did see that.
Now, earlier this year, or maybe late last year, I can't remember, Jordan on TikTok, his handle is Jordy, J-O-R-D-Y, Cray, with two Ys, C-R-A-Y-Y, and he did a huge deep dive uncovering that Hillary and Haley no longer speak.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about Haley?
A tryhard.
Yeah.
I thought she was like cringe city.
Yeah. She is very, very cringy. Like, she's such a Hallmark actress kind of celebrity to me.
Yeah. You go.
No, I was going to say she's like a real, like, Lifetime-y movie kind of celebrity. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know what I mean. And I used to be, though, weirdly, like, I would hate watch her cooking show.
She had a cooking show? Was it on YouTube or something?
Oh, no. It was, like, on the Cooking Channel. Not the Food Network, but the Cooking Channel. Two different things. And it was, like, very cringy, but, like, addicting. One of those kind of things, you know? I was obsessed with it.
Yeah. I just remember she was always around. Like, she'd be with Brody. I think she dated Brody Jenner for a little bit. And then she'd be like spotted with Lauren Conrad. So that's how I knew her. And I was always just like, why the fuck is Haley Duff there?
Her career is very silly. It's like really weird. And I don't know if her show is still on. I don't know. I mean, she tried to start like a lifestyle brand kind of thing, like a Blake Lively kind of thing, like a healthy whatever. I don't know if she's still doing that, but like, yeah, she fancies herself a chef now or whatever.
And I always find it interesting when the younger celebrity is more famous, or a younger sibling, I'm sorry, is more famous. And then the older one tries to like jump on their coattails.
Mm-hmm.
It's always like the Olsen twins, they have an older brother, Trent, who never tried to be famous, but like, it makes more sense that Elizabeth would become famous because she's the younger sister. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I just being biased against older siblings? I don't know.
Well, no, if it feels like an imbalance of power. It just is. It's like Frankie and Ariana.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's weird. It's like, my little sister is really famous and I don't really have a job, but have I told you about my little sister? You know, it's like weird kind of.
Yeah, that's so true. Even like Nick Carter. Could you imagine if he wasn't famous, but like Aaron got famous.
Oh my God. Aaron would never be able to live it down.
I taught you how to rap, man.
There are some Aaron Carter blinds eventually, just so everybody knows. Very exciting for us.
We love that. We always thought these sisters were close, so we were surprised to find out that they haven't spoken to each other in over a month. They are fighting over gifts. Sister A gave Sister B a rather expensive gift to commemorate a significant event. Sister B made the mistake of telling a mutual friend that she thought the gift was tacky. Sister A found out and called Sister B a, quote, ungrateful, spoiled bitch. A screaming match ensued, and the two haven't spoken privately since. And no, it's not the Kardashians.
Sister relationships, I'm so interested in, because I have an older brother and then two younger stepbrothers. So it's all like brother relationships. Mm-hmm. But I can remember one of my friends, she has three older sisters, and the way they'd fight, I'd be like, do I need to call the police?
It's so fun.
Troy it's loves so it. Fun.
Oh, I'm literally salivating. Like, my happiest moments growing up are watching my friends fight, like with their, like the sisters, the arguments, like the fucking reading each other back and forth. Like, it was just, and the fights are so brutal, and like, there's no like limits to it.
They will say the meanest shit and then come back in and be like, so do you want to go to Dairy Queen or not?
Yeah, that's literally exactly that. I was best friends with two sisters growing up that weren't okay. close. And they always fought and had like really fun arguments. And one of the sisters, she would always say, she'd be like, I hurt you with my words and you hurt me physically, you fucking bitch. That's how they fought. Like, she would say something horrible to her sister, and then her sister would come up and beat her ass. And that's how it happened every time. And I would live. I'd be like eating pop, literally eating pizza rolls, watching TRL, like watching them kick each other in the stomach.
One time, my friend, we were freshmen when her older sister was a senior, and we were walking down the hallway, and her sister was like, that's my fucking sweatshirt. Take it off right now. Like, in the middle of the school.
I love it. If you're somebody who grew up with a sister that you fought with a lot, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. That is so fun.
DM Troy all of your fights.
Please tell me all the teams.
So now we're in 2013. Have you ever wondered why this former A-list tweener is working out so much? It's not just for her career, but also because she caught her husband cheating and she thinks that she can keep him if she looks perfect. She looks pretty good to me. And since he has been cheating for a while with several different people, I think it might be time just to dump him. Yeah, just dump him because you're gorgeous. Okay, right. Anyone listening, someone cheating on you, it's not you, it's them, because they suck.
What not as famous C-list celebrity / sometimes actress sister spent a lot of time chatting with Crystal Hefner last week about posing for Playboy? Nothing really blind item worthy about our celebrity talking to Crystal. It was what our celebrity's brother-in-law said that caused heads to turn. Quote, I think you look great naked. He said this in front of his former A-list tweener wife. Oh, shit.
Did Hailey pose for Playboy?
I feel not like that I remember.
No, it seems like, I don't know. Not that there's anything wrong with posing in Playboy, but I could see her doing it being like, this is my time.
Right. She's like holding a whisk and like making cookies in her thing.
We have a Fashion Week blind. This A-list designer was asked if this former A-list tween actress and now C-plus-list actress with A-list name recognition trying to make it in acting again could have a front row seat to the show. The designer said no because the actress is not in much any longer and he only has time for people who are popular. Later that day, the designer got a call from his nominal boss / financial backer and yelled at for 15 minutes. The actress is their number one customer and spent several hundred thousands of her own dollars on the designer's fashion last year and called the boss and said she would never do business with the company again. The designer tried to call the actress, but she wouldn't take his call. He forgot she is rich without acting. And that's Hillary being mad at Marcus Wainwright from Rag & Bone. She's not someone I'd fuck with because she's been in the industry forever and she doesn't have a bad name in the industry.
Yeah, and I like that the blind said that he forgot she's rich without having to work.
Yeah.
She's just rich. I used to feel sorry for this former A-list tween actress who now looks for work like every other actress in town. Maybe she should go back to singing. She is pretty good at it. Anyway, two nights ago, she was out with her girlfriends and her celebrity husband was doing his thing with the waitress he met a few months back. He's been so open about it that the actress does nothing. I know the guy has money, but at some point you have to have some self-respect. He has been doing this to the actress for years.
This sometimes actress slash famous wannabe who has a famous sister is still hurting and has a very icy relationship with her more famous sister. It seems that the less famous sister did everything she could to snag this guy she was interested in and did threesomes and sex tapes and whatever else she could think of or he asked. But as soon as he met the more famous sister, the lesser sister was shunned. So apparently the lesser known sister who was shunned, of course, is Haley, but it doesn't reveal who the guy was.
And we are now entering 2014. This former A-list tweener, who was now a, quote, C-list get anything actress, was about 5 minutes too late catching her husband in a very awkward encounter with a former mistress. The husband got the mistress out of the coffee shop while checking his phone every 2 minutes. The pale color of his face slowly returned when he realized he hadn't been busted.
This next blind item is a throwback. And when I saw it, I fluttered. My heart fluttered. This is one of my favorite things to talk about.
I see the reveal.
This former A-list tweener is no stranger to cheating from her own perspective. She cheated back in the day with this then almost A-list, mostly movie television actor from a very hit show who was engaged while our tweener was getting busy with him. His marriage didn't last long. Can you guys guess who it is? Just like, let's give him a moment. Let's pause. Hilary Duff on the set of Cinderella Story, hooking up with Chad Michael Murray while he was engaged to Sophia Bush. That relationship is not talked about enough in Hollywood, if you ask me.
Right.
The Chad and Sophia.
The only thing that I know about them is like really stuff that you've told me.
Yeah. Like, Chad's a messy, messy man. And again, she was pretty young in that movie and he was in his 20s.
What does he do now?
He did movies with Bruce Willis. And I kind of like, you know how everything came out about Bruce. I think he has like early onset dementia. I'm sorry if I'm saying the wrong thing, but I know it's like a form of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard this. Sidetrack, you guys know how we love to go down side roads and back roads and all that whenever we do an episode. But I think it's so disgusting. I read that they had an earpiece in Bruce's ear to feed him lines so he'd remember it, or to tell him like, go right, go left, because he could not remember like his steps. And it makes me so mad because Chad Michael Murray's done so many movies with him recently. And Randall Emmett is the one who's directing those movies.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's abuse.
Oh, poor Bruce.
Yeah, so that's a Chad Michael Murray fact. And obviously, like, I know Chad's an actor and it's probably just like, I'm happy to get work.
Yeah.
But at what point do you speak up and be like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, that's so dark. And it's like so crazy for it to happen to somebody that's like so talented.
Yeah.
You know?
And again, I promise a One Tree Hill episode is happening. I'm getting DMs very slowly from Wilmington. So by like July, we might have an episode.
Keep filling up the mailbox. This actress with an A-list name recognition circling the D-list drain was throwing herself at this A-list Academy Award winner slash nominee. She throws herself at everyone, really, then gets peeled off the club floor eventually. So this isn't news. She's super desperate for a high-profile romance and rumored romance to keep her in the headlines, that she's okay with making a drunken ass of herself for that one pat pick to make the rounds. Well, at this event, the actress was her usual messed-up self again, getting passed around and used by a bunch of random guys, and the A-lister tried to go to her aid and get her into a safe space and away from all the chaos, since no one else around seemed to care about her safety. And of course, as usual, she was a belligerent drunk mess to the helping hand. So he does what every A-lister that tries to play Captain Save-A-Ho does with her. He walked away. She ended the night doing a huge amount of drugs and trying to seek out her formal bitter rival, this B-list former tween star, just to punch her because she knew she was there and was invited to the A-listers hangout. Unfortunately, when you're messed up, you get people confused and wound up getting punched by the woman she went up to thinking it was the B-lister and bounced from the event altogether. Now, I'm sure many of you have guessed that the mess is Miss Lindsay Lohan, the A-list Academy Award winner nominee being Jared Leto, the B-list former tween star Hilary Duff, in the event Coachella.
The thought, I probably said this when we read this the first time, but the thought of a fucked up Lindsay Lohan, like, scouring Coachella to punch Hilary Duff in the face cracks me up.
It's also just so crazy to picture. I know we've talked about this before, but it's so crazy to picture, like, Lindsay being out somewhere. Like, there are certain girls that you think, like, what is the vibe when Lindsay shows up and there's a room full of men that she's, like, probably hooked up with, and a room full of women that she's also maybe hooked up with and that hate her, or that she has some crazy history with, or that she stole a fur from or something. Like, you know what I mean? It's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely. And Hilary Duff's just, like, unbothered in the tent at Coachella. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah. Wild.
This B-list celebrity / performer / actress has rumors swirling about her relationship, but she's been dating a guy who is most definitely not her husband. And it doesn't say who she was dating at the time, but this is during her divorce to Mike. In the following blind, what B-list former tweener laughed off reports that she's becoming a Scientologist? She told a friend that her mother would disown her if she ever joined a cult. It's for the best, Hillary. I'm proud of you.
Stay away, girl. This former A-list tweener is ready and willing to reprise her biggest role, but only if her female co-star is not involved. They hate each other, no matter how much our former A-lister pretends otherwise. And that's Hillary and Lelaine when they were doing the Lizzie McGuire thing, which is so sad that that never happened. It should have fucking happened, though.
You think so? Like,
absolutely.
Didn't they, like, film some episodes?
Yeah, but it ended up not working out. And, like, it's just crazy because people are so nostalgic for that show. And, like, there's makeup palettes dedicated to it and fucking Fashion Nova and shit collections dedicated to Lizzie McGuire. Like, there's so much Lizzie McGuire imagery all over the place. It should be rebooted.
And I remember how pissed Hillary was when it got canceled.
Yeah.
Or not even canceled. It just was never, it got canned.
That would have been major for her. Huge. Yeah.
She should, I mean, I guess she can't really rebrand Lizzie. It's under the Disney umbrella.
Yeah.
On the first day of filming, this former A-list tweener turned celebrity was so happy to be acting again that she was super sweet and everyone loved her. On the second day, the demand started. They started small, but have grown each day to the point where there are 4 or 5 people now who do nothing but cater to the former tweener, and everyone is so tired of her and really hope the show goes nowhere because they hate working with her. And that's allegedly Hillary on the set of Younger.
This still married C-list celebrity is married to a former A-list tweener. She thought he was still into her, even though she has been dating different guys. It turns out, though, that he's been hooking up with this foreign-born A-list model turned actress in a hit summer movie. Now, our former tweener is trying to win her husband back. This is a crazy relationship. So, of course, it's Mike and Hillary, the foreign A-list model being Irina Shayk, and the hit summer movie being Hercules.
I didn't know she acted. Irina.
Yeah, that is all, like, that whole thing just felt like, what? Like, what? All of it.
This former A-list tweener is playing a very difficult game. She tries to hide the two relationships she's involved in from her estranged husband because he will stop paying all of the bills if he finds out that he doesn't really have a chance at a reunion. He doesn't, but hasn't figured it out yet and keeps shelling out some serious money every month. I don't believe that. I do not believe that Hillary Duff needs to hold on to Mike for him to pay the bills when he was, like, a okay hockey player.
Absolutely absurd. Absurd. This is a woman who literally has been making money since she was a kid, and not just, like, little bits of money, like, tons of money. Her name was all over everything. She had a fucking clothing line as a teenager. Like, I don't believe that.
Debunked.
Yeah, for sure. Lies. There are lots of stalkers out there following celebrities and hassling them, scaring them. It can be a frightening thing. I've also documented cases where celebrities themselves are stalkers, often of other celebrities. This former A-list tweener turned celebrity stalker is probably the most frightening. Publicly, he tries to hide it, but does not completely succeed. People know he has feelings for this current B/C-list mostly television actress who has almost A-list name recognition and definitely does if you're under 30, who used to kind of have another gig. For the past decade, he has been there every chance he gets. He followed her through a relationship with a guy that was harmful to her and tried to stop it. He would show up at her home and beg her to break it off, and even had photos of the boyfriend with other women, and obviously had used a lot of his money to pay for people to follow the guy and also our actress. He tried to spend some of his money on a close family member to see if he could like it with them, but it just wasn't the same. The family member was willing, though. Our stalker has always had people following our actress. He checks in on her with forums and is on top of every move she makes. He shows up where she's going to be, and she knows that it is happening. Her most recent ex also had money and tried to put a stop to a lot of it. Lots of behind-the-scenes legal letters and threats of restraining orders, but it was always kept quiet and hushed up, and nothing actually went through the court system. Now, though, our stalker sees his chance and has been texting and calling and shows up unannounced to the point where a restraining order is likely, and our actress has found a different place to stay when she is in town, and now has a bodyguard and changes hotels every night when she's filming her show. Jesus. Okay, the former A-list tweener, of course, being Aaron. You guys already knew that. And Aaron and Hillary, the family member being Haley, the recent ex being Mike, and the harmful friendship being Frankie Muniz. This is a lot. Sorry. I'm a little overwhelmed by this one. Holy shit. The thing is, though, like, if you follow Aaron, that all checks out.
So he went on he's still going on rampages about Hillary Duff, like, to this day. But there was one point, it must have been during 2014 when this blind was written, where he was on, like, everything being like, I really fucked it up with Hillary. Yeah, a decade ago, bro?
Like, how old was she, like, 15?
Yeah, and they dated for, like, 2 years or something. And he cheated on her with Lindsay Lohan.
That's psychotic.
It's insane. And he's, like, face tat. Aaron is still talking about her and bringing her up. She must be scared.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. And imagine, like, how it felt when that stuff was happening with Nick. Like, the machine gun stuff and, like, the restraining orders and shit.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was like, which thing with Nick?
She must have been like, I'm next. Like, what the fuck? Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. It's so scary. And like I said, he will still be like, Hillary was my one true love. It's like, dude.
Like, her kid is going to be the age that you guys were soon.
That's so true.
It's like, what the fuck?
Crazy. Insane. Scary.
Yeah.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Oliei was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest, and how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
What B-list former tweener, who is starring on a cable sitcom next year, chastised her PR people for trying to set her up with an openly gay, although not public yet, male co-star from the show, because she still has feelings for her husband and is thinking about calling off her divorce? So, of course, that's Hillary not wanting to divorce Mike, but the co-star is Nico Tortorella, and I believe Nico came out as non-binary. I know they married a woman, but I believe they're just non-binary or, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently, almost a decade is not long enough for this former A-plus-list Disney tweener, who is now on a show that people may or may not watch, to get over her feud with the celebrity offspring turned reality star, who was with the ex of the former A-lister. I've never heard such language from the former A-lister who ran into the celebrity offspring in a parking garage at Barney's and yelled at her, calling her some choice words before deciding to bypass several elevators to make sure they did not run into each other. And that's Nicole Richie.
I feel like you would know this if anyone does. Does she think like Nicole stole Joel from her? Is that the story?
That is the story. Okay. Yeah. That they started, there was like overlap.
Ledoux made that happen.
And it was like during a time, obviously, when Nicole was like purposely being photographed a lot. So you would imagine she probably like was calling Paps to like photograph her with him, you know, like, or whatever.
Rubbing it in Hillary's face.
Yeah.
We are now in 2015. I hope this former A-list tweener, actress/singer, turned failed singer and now supporting actress on a television show, has truly given up on getting back together with her husband thing. Her husband thing. It says her husband thing. I'm sorry. That's so funny. Because there's a waitress who graduated from high school last May who's telling everyone that the pair is getting married. She's flashing some serious bling, but so far his gifts have been limited to a diamond bracelet and necklace. What does Mike Comrie have on women?
I don't know.
Dude looks like Stephen Dorff's like distant cousin.
And how much money does he have?
I'm so confused.
Like what?
I don't look at him and I'm not like, oh, that's big dick energy.
And this is also a woman who had like, she like basically owned Walmart as a teenager, right? Like, where's the coin? I'm so confused. This former A-list tweener is tired of other people getting all the attention she feels that she deserves. Her singing comeback was a disaster and her return to acting has not been much better. So she took matters into her own hands, but called it inspiring others. Such a crock. She wants a reality show and offers for appearances and thinks that this will get it for her. And it says Hillary Duff in parentheses has been working this reality show thing every way she can.
I guess she had like a Tinder reality show, a Tinder date reality show.
I don't remember that at all.
Neither do I.
1%.
I feel like it was probably on Snapchat or something.
It was like in the ads on Snapchat.
New record, new girlfriend. Coincidence? I mean, how much longer could you talk about the girlfriend he had a decade ago? It isn't like the one he tried to have not that long ago stuck at all. She got out of that the second when she knew what he wanted. And that's Aaron Carter getting a new girlfriend so he could stop talking about Hillary Duff. And then the following blind. This former A-list tweener slash singer turned adult failed singer turned television actress almost didn't do a show the other day because the married host kept hitting on her. Hillary Duff and Mario Lopez on Extra.
Oh, God.
That's the perfect reaction.
Ugh. This actress starred in a TV show before she moved on to films. She had a well-publicized split from her husband and is now talking a lot about her single status. But what if she's not really single? In fact, she's actually dating a producer and has been for several months now. So why is she pretending that she is, quote, looking for love? Allow us to explain. Right now, pretending to be single brings her more than if she was dating. Pretending to be single brings her a new project, more money, more publicity, and more of a connection with her fans. If she announced that she was steadily dating someone, all of a sudden that would disappear. So for the foreseeable future, expect her to cash in on her, quote, single status as a celebrity bachelorette who was, quote, looking for love. And that was in reference to her filming her Tinder dates in hopes that I guess it would become a show.
That's so sad.
Like, what?
This former A-list tweener, who was a dual threat singer / actress, is now an adult and failed in both singing and acting. She hates her former tweener co-star because the tweener co-star slept with the, at the time, B-plus-list boyfriend of our former A-lister. Hey, that B-plus-lister slept with a ton of people, but not the former A-list tweener who was saving herself for marriage at the time. The former A-list tweener being Hillary, the co-star being Lalaine, and the then-boyfriend being Frankie Muniz.
Justice for Frankie.
He was a heartthrob, whether people want to admit it or not. Like, I think I said Josh Hutcherson was the blueprint for Tom Holland. I think Frankie Muniz was the blueprint for all of them.
I think anybody who has, like, anybody who was in, like, Teen Beat, I think can be considered a heartthrob, right?
Yeah.
And he was, like, in that shit all the time. Like, he was definitely a heartthrob, for sure.
You know when people see models and they're, like, they're so unique to look at? That's how, mm-hmm. like, Frankie was. They were, like, he's not, like, super hot, but, like, there's something about him.
I was into his brother. Not his real-life brother. Yeah, on the show.
Which one?
I think he was the middle one.
With the spiky hair?
Yeah.
Yes. What's it?
When I was younger.
I think it's Justin Bierfield. I'm pretty sure that's
yes. his name. I was in love with him. Like the weird one.
I loved Reese, and then I loved the older. I mean, I love everybody on that show. Malcolm in the Middle is so underrated.
Amazing, amazing fucking show. Yeah, so good.
So funny.
This always goody-goody pop singer turned actress turned not doing much of anything lately with A-list name recognition is hooking up with a married guy. I would never think of her as a homewrecker type, especially after the things she has said, but she is.
This former A-list Disney tweener from a decade or more ago, who is probably B-list, mostly television actress right now, strictly because of her name, is technically married, but is dating another guy who's not in the technical state of marriage yet and still lives with his wife. So that's just a follow-up line about her being an alleged homewrecker. But also, like, even if she's married to Mike, it seems like they're very much separated.
Yeah. And this is the final blind of 2015. This former A-list tweener from back in the day who recently tried to get back into music and failed is on a new television show, already a diva on set. She's making the lives of everyone even more miserable because she is sleeping with one of the executive producers and trying to get her role increased and the other cast reduced if she does not like them. And that is her on the set of Younger being a menace.
I've never heard of her being problematic on set either.
I haven't either. But I will say that, like, Hillary, to me, and I feel like y'all get this, like, to me, Hillary has sort of, as an adult, been able to hide behind her former image as, like, a good girl, and, like, it just, for whatever reason, has carried on. Like,
100%.
There's just an assumption that she's always good and, like, whatever, doesn't do anything bad.
You should see people's reactions. And again, like, if you're in your early 20s and you're doing coke at a club, like, a lot of people do that. It's not, coke is not great, but I don't think it's, like, the worst. You know what I'm trying to say?
It's not, like, a reflection of who you are as a, like, a character, your character.
Yeah. And when I tell people Hillary was, like, a coke, she used to do coke at all the time at clubs, allegedly, they're like, no, she didn't. Like, they become so protective of Hillary Duff.
Her fans are fanatical. They're crazy.
It's wild.
They love her.
Do they have a name? Are they the Duffsters?
I don't know what they are. The Why Nots? I'll ask Jesse. Whatever they are, he's one of them.
We are now in 2016. This former tweener actress turned tweener singer turned B-list actress on a middling cable show is being followed by private detectives to dig up any dirt on her that can be used during her divorce. So they are still going through a divorce in 2016. And the Blinds started in like 2012.
Wild. Long celebrity divorces seem like hell on earth.
I also want to know where Mike gets his money.
Yeah, I don't get that. This former tweener actress / singer who was once shortly before the term was really used has a new show that is a middling cable hit. She refuses to do any press for it, though, until she gets a raise and a bigger role on the show or a spinoff featuring herself. That is why no one likes her. I like when Inti refers to shows as middling. It's like so degrading.
It's like that cute little show.
Mm-hmm. That some people watch or whatever.
This Arrow actress no one likes was at a Fashion Week party and started talking about this guy she hooked up with a few times. It is the now ex of a former tweener. No big deal. They've been done for a while. The thing is, though, our actress should have stopped talking when she realized the former tweener was present. Nope. Kept talking. And let's just say there was some timeline issues on a couple of times they hooked up. That is Katie Cassidy hooking up with Mike with Hillary and talking about hooking up with Mike while Hillary's in the room. I think Katie Cassidy should have had a bigger moment. She was really close to having a moment.
I don't know anything about her.
She was like on Gossip Girl. She, I think, was on a different CW show that got canceled immediately. Maybe the Melrose Place reboot.
Oh, okay.
Like, she was in so many things and she's so pretty. Like, she should have had a spot in pop culture at some point, but she was always known for, like, she dated Jesse McCartney at one point.
Oh.
And she's David Cassidy's daughter.
Well, that'll bring you down, dating Jesse McCartney. I mean, you know.
You've shaded Jesse McCartney so many times on this podcast.
Have I really?
At least three.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Jess. The bosses at this TV Land show have told the male star of one of their shows to tone down his romance with the YouTube star boyfriend. The relationship also makes one of his female co-stars uncomfortable. She's a bit homophobic. I'm going to read that again. A bit
homophobic. A bit homophobic.
Let me read that one more time. A bit homophobic she is. That's the show Younger, the male co-star being Nick Tortorella, the YouTuber boyfriend being Kyle Krieger, and of course, Hillary.
Can I keep that stumble in? That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this is a blind that we read last week, but her name's in it, so we're going to read it again. She does love publicity, but I think this former A-plus list tween actress who did nothing for a long time until her cable show has no idea that the guy she's dating prefers that A-plus list mostly movie actor he hangs around with several times a week. And that's Hilary Duff, Jason Walsh, and Bradley Cooper.
This foreign-born former B-list athlete who was probably most famous for who he married and now divorcing than his athletic career is being crazy again. Apparently, he has been doing a crazy amount of drugs and basically living with a soon-to-be-divorced reality star from a Bravo show airing right now. And that is Mike living with Sheena Shea.
This so deep in the closet that you would need to send a search team to find him, B-list, take what he can get actor who's the offspring of a permanent A-plus lister in two movie fields, loves trotting out names of women he's dating. Last month, there was a name of one actress, and this month, it's another. Sometimes there are photos of the date, but more often than not, it's just a story floated by his PR team. That is Scott Eastwood, and apparently there were stories about him and Hillary dating. Scott Eastwood is another someone who almost had a moment.
Yeah, I just had to like Google his face because I literally don't remember. I didn't remember what it looked like.
He was in a movie on Amazon Prime. I don't remember what it was called, with Jenny Slate and the guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's really funny if you can find the name of it. But
you know, I love me some Jenny Slate.
She's so good in it. You have to watch it.
So we're now entering 2017. She might be seeing another guy and going on vacations with him, but this former tweener slash singer turned B-plus list actress on a hit cable show still has sex with her ex once or twice a week.
I need to know what Mike Comrie has.
I don't get it, but now I like really want to know. Like, I want to sleep with Mike. Like, what's going on? Like, what's the tea?
Honestly, you probably wanted to sleep with him before we even got into blind items, Troy.
He's a living human male. Like, of course I did.
I always love how, like, your blind item life would be just having sex with everyone, and mine would just be, like, drugs.
Just a literal whore.
They'd be like, well, Troy was fucking someone in VIP. Kelly was doing lines of coke off the bathroom seat.
Right?
Not happy about the costume that was given to her and making it plain to the director was this former A-list tweener actress and singer who has finally landed a decent cable show after years of misses. So now Enty is a fan of Younger. He's not calling it terrible.
That's really funny. It's no longer middling. And this one I'm going to add a trigger warning to because I believe there's some assault stuff that's about to come up. The coke blow and hooker use is high for this former athlete turned rich celebrity with an actress ex-wife. Just another guy throwing away his money and his life to try and prove that he is a big shot. And that's Mike. It says in parentheses, accused of rape by a high-end prostitute who was upset with the former hockey star for refusing to front her $1 million for a business venture. Front her $1 million. What is going on?
So I looked up Mike, finally. I looked up his Wikipedia, Troy.
Okay.
So for his personal life, Comrie's father, Bill, and his uncles, Fred and John, are the founders of the Brick Furniture Company, which was sold in 2012 for $700 million.
Oh my God.
I get it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah, that makes Hillary's Walmart toilet seat covers seem a little middling, as Inti would say.
For sure.
Wow.
Another boyfriend got chased off by the ex of this former A-list tweener actress turned B-plus list adult actress. No guy sticks around long, and the ex makes sure of it. So that's Hillary's ex, Eli Sandvik, who was the CEO of his own company, being chased off by Mike.
I guess she is a singer slash actress slash celebrity slash reality star. She does a little of each. All of you know her. Do weekly tabloid readers? It depends on how many products she can promote or how many red carpets she can hit in a week. I guess we can call her B/B+ list. Her ex, with whom she has a baby, has offered her $500K to get back together with him so he can stop the rumors about his love of tweeners. Considering how badly she got humiliated when they were together, I hope she says no. She has come a long way in the past couple of years, and that would be about 10 steps back.
And this is the final blind of 2017. This B-plus list, mostly television actress, who is on what qualifies as a hit show for this cable network, has been in our lives since she was a tween and who you all know. She's had a hard time letting go of her ex and is still hooking up with him. Her current boyfriend has broken up with her because of it and probably will again when he finds out this time. And that's Hillary with her boyfriend at the time, Matthew Coma, who's now her husband.
All right, so we are now in 2018. It looks like this former A-list tweener actress turned B-plus list mostly television actress on a decent cable show is not above hitting the casting couch for a role. She wanted the lead of a movie and everyone said no. The next thing you know, the no turned to a yes. What changed? Her willingness to sleep with the producer. I wonder if she told her boyfriend. And that was for the Sharon Tate movie. And yeah.
This A-minus list, mostly television actress, has a fairly hit cable show. She was informed in no uncertain terms that if she didn't get her drinking under control, she would not be invited back for this season. She did, and things are good. The same order was apparently not given to her co-star, who has spent much of the past month in a drunken, pot-filled haze of partying. So Hillary, of course, got her drinking under control, whereas Nico did not have to.
This former A-list tweener with her own show turned Take What She Can adult actress recently shared a life event announcement. Things have certainly changed because she rarely wears any type of ring and was even spotted chatting up a guy and passing out her number. Oh, that was her pregnancy announcement. Sorry.
There was trouble before the life event announcement. Things have not gotten better for this former A-list tweener slash actor turned adult actress slash wannabe singer and her boyfriend. There are a lot of secrets on both sides, and neither of them seem too concerned with working on the issue. Meanwhile, her ex has been filling the void. So that is allegedly Hillary being pregnant, fighting with Matthew, and hooking up with Mike.
This former A-list tweener slash actress is an adult A slash B-list actress all of you know. It is looking more likely that her big life event is not going to be enough to save her relationship.
It's so crazy to read this because now they're married. You know what I mean? It's so,
yeah,
it's wild. And these are the last two blinds of 2018. Now that this life event is in the rearview mirror, I fully expect this former A-list tweener, singer, actress turned A slash B plus list adult to split with her significant other. And that's everyone saying Hillary and Matthew were going to break up. And the following blind, as I predicted, this former A-list tweener turned adult actress is spending more time with her ex than her boyfriend after a recent life event. Oh, I'm sorry. It was three blinds left in 2018, and this is the final one. There has been a lot of talk, but this former A-list tweener slash singer turned A-minus slash B-plus list adult actress slash failed singer still has no intention of offering her former co-star a spot in the reboot. And that's, of course, Hillary does not want Lalaine to reprise her role as Miranda.
It must have been really frustrating for her to watch people, like, because so many people have made money off of Lizzie McGuire in the past, like, 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
So many products and launches and just things surrounding Lizzie McGuire, and she's made not a single penny of it. And then her show didn't, I mean, it's crazy.
She even came up with, like, the concept of the reboot, I think.
Yeah, which is, like, most people's dream for, like, a reboot, you know?
Yeah, and Disney's, like, too mature.
Yeah. And we're now in 2019. This former tweener actress slash singer turned A slash B-list mostly television actress is on a fairly hit show for that particular cable channel. There is a growing contingent on the show that wishes she wasn't on it any longer. And that is the set of Younger, of course, and Sutton Foster. It says in parentheses, Sutton Foster will return to Broadway as Marion and Hugh Jackman's The Music Man.
The following blind. The producers of this cable show that keeps on keeping on has a former A-plus list tweener, singer, actress who's a regular. They have asked her to lose about 20 pounds because they don't feel her size works with the rest of the characters or her own. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
And when I read that, my first thought was that scene in Knocked Up when they were like, we can't tell you to lose weight, but we want you to step on a scale, subtract 10 pounds, and then weigh that. Do you remember that scene?
Yeah, I do. I do. Oh,
it's God. So disgusting. And that's 2019. Like, it's not that, it's 3 years ago.
Right. It's like you said earlier, we just kind of are still gross, but in like a nicer way. I call it soft language.
This is what I'll say. I feel like you can be a bigger girl because I'm 5'9". I'm bigger. Like, I have a stomach. You know what I mean? Like, I can admit that. As long as you're like funny, people are cool with it.
Mm.
As long as you can like have a little bit of a personality to go along with it. Okay. They can be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But Hillary Duff, who we've grown up with, how dare she give birth and not look her like slim self immediately?
Right. And she's always looked incredible.
Always.
Like, not that it even matters, but it's like even more insulting because she's like stunning.
And I was going to say, even with quote weight on her, she looks incredible.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
This former tweener turned A-list adult singer slash bad actress is planning on defending the Canadian sounding last letter from recent attacks. Yes, she slept with him. And yes, she was with someone at the time, but said she never felt pressured. This is going to be an interesting battle with the people taking sides. Is it because the accused didn't want to work with the former Disney actress? And that is allegedly Selena Gomez, Hillary, and Zed.
So it's saying Hillary hooked up with Zed, who was dating Selena.
Mm-hmm.
And I always compare those two.
Yeah.
I always compare Hillary and Selena because I feel like their careers are really similar. Like Selena, and it could just be social media, right? When Hillary was famous, we didn't have social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like Selena Gomez on social media. I think she's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But Selena's not a great singer. She's probably a better actress than singer.
Mm-hmm.
But I always thought Hillary was a better actress than singer. So I've always compared those two.
Okay. See, I feel the opposite.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think that Hillary's a better singer than actor.
What about Selena?
Selena. Selena, I just think is funny and sweet.
I think is Selena, that what you think?
Or whatever. No, I actually do think Selena's really funny, but I think that she's a better actor.
Yeah. So if you think that, then it makes more sense in my comparison.
Yeah. That's funny.
But I think Hillary specifically, I know she was a blueprint for like Miley and Demi too, but I think Selena specifically.
Yeah, you're right. And like also in the way that Selena is like a singer in quotes, like,
yeah,
like half of, and so you know how like half of Selena's albums, like if you asked her like which of these albums are like your albums, she probably would be like, well, this one and that one, like some of them are like not. And then same thing with Hillary, like I don't think she considers like Metamorphosis one of her albums, but it is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's a weird like I'm a real pop star, I'm not.
For sure. This former A-list tweener slash singer turned B-plus-less adult actress who desperately still wants to be a singer hooked up with her ex again. She does that because whenever she does, he tends to buy her something really expensive. Apparently this time he bought her a new car. The current significant other is clueless. And apparently this Hillary Mike Matthew love triangle is one of for the ages.
This is not what I was expecting.
No.
Still no love for this co-star from a hit Disney show about to be rebooted. That feud with the star has apparently cost her a job at this point. The star is also trying to bail on her cable show because everyone knows that it is on its last leg due to overwhelming boredom from viewers. And that, of course, is them talking about Younger being canceled.
And this is the final blind of 2019. Producers keep trying to get this former Disney A-plus lister turned A-minus list adult to consider including a former co-star for the reboot. And she keeps saying no. Very, very petty. And again, it's just Hillary not wanting Lalaine to be in the show. I actually believe that Lalaine like hooked up with Frankie or something because this hatred is wild.
Yeah, I believe it too. And I kind of believe that like Hillary could be like really petty like that.
Yeah, And it's, she's the star of Lizzie McGuire. If she doesn't want Lalaine in it or Miranda, whatever, I guess her real name is Lalaine. But if right. She doesn't want Miranda in it, no one's going to be like, actually.
Right. And we're now in 2020. This showrunner, Terry Minsky, wanted to make the reboot of this classic show, Lizzie McGuire, more ensemble-like. The A-list actress Hilary Duff got her start on the show and wanted no part of that and wants it focused on her. She already does an ensemble show, Younger. So she does what she does best and had the showrunner fired, just like she had the actress Lalaine back in the day fired for taking too much attention away from her.
Like I said, Lalaine was the star of Lizzie McGuire. I don't care what anybody says.
Do you like that I started the episode too being like, I've never heard anybody say anything bad about her on like sets and stuff? It's like the whole thing is about her being mean on set.
I know. Poor Lalaine. Lalaine, if you're listening, like wanna come on and chat?
Yeah, seriously.
This A-minus list actress only seems to mind Pap shooting her kids when she hasn't made arrangements in advance for payment or the type of photo she wants taken. She doesn't like anyone getting free shots. And that's when Hillary confronted a paparazzi for taking pictures of her kids. And I don't know if you remember, the paparazzi was like, this is legal. But they were at like I'm probably making this up, but I think they were at a playground or something.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if Hillary wants to set up arrangements for like paparazzi photos for her and her kids, I don't think it's that bad. It's like a safe space. It's a paparazzi you trust.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But then there's also that other side where it's like, then how can you be mad at somebody else for taking photos if you're already setting up photos? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I get it though, because it's like, if you can control it,
yeah,
then like you would want to, you know, have control over it rather than, you know, having people like beating on your car windows and shit and scaring your kids. Like, if you can control it and have it be done from afar and like have it feel safe, like you said, like, yeah, I totally get that. And I've always understood that, even outside of kids. Like, if you are a celebrity who's like, you know what, I'll call them, they'll get the picture, and then I'll be able to like have my day. I get that. I would probably do that too.
Me too. And I do like, I think Just Jared was one of the first websites to do this. I don't know what year or anything. I feel like it was around this time where they started blurring photos of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's actually a really cool thing to do.
I do too. Because like, what do people need to see celebrities' children for, really? Listen, if you're receiving death threats every day from strangers, you're allowed to be like, no, fuck you. You don't get to see my kids. I think that's true. This back-in-the-day A-list tweener is now an A/B-list actress who was looking forward to reliving her glory days in a reboot. The thing is, though, once people started working with her again, they realized why they hated working with her before, and now things were worse. So things are probably not going to happen. Oh, my God. Things are probably not going to work out, and there won't be a reboot. Okay. Okay. All of our questions are getting answered.
The latest trend is for celebrities to go on social media and talk about how they are exhausted from homeschooling their children. The thing is, though, there are many who have hired tutors to come over to teach their kids or to go through the work schools have sent home or doing online. The latest examples are the back-in-the-day A-list tweener, who's probably B-plus-less as an adult. Another big offender is this A-minus-less actress who's been A or A minus list for a long time, despite some fairly poor acting. So that's Hilary Duff and Megan Fox complaining about being like tutors and having kids home all the time, because it's during COVID, obviously. Honestly, I don't know how anyone listening as a parent, I don't know how the fuck you dealt with that.
Honestly, I can't even wrap my head around it. The thought. No, it's, yeah. And teaching them, oh.
I can barely read.
Oh, yeah. With all the flack this back-in-the-day A-list tweener actress/singer turned A/B-list adult actress took when posting about one child, you would think that she would have the self-filter about posting controversial things about her kids. Nope. She went full-on, who wants to see my naked child on social media? There's definitely something off about all of this.
So do you know what that's referring to?
Yeah, when she posted her kid naked, I remember that.
But they were trying to say she was trying to, like, sex traffic him.
Yeah, and then she had to, like, address that and be like, no, I promise I wasn't sex trafficking my child.
Yeah, there's a line coming up about that.
Okay.
The creator of a cable show wants to do a spinoff starring an actress all of you know, even though you probably have not watched the show in which she stars. The thing is, though, he's hiding the fact that four other actors/actresses tested way higher than the actress all of you know during the run of the original show and would do better with their own show. If the studio he's pitching to finds out, they will be ticked. So that's Darren Star, who's the creator of Younger, trying to get Hilary Duff her own show. But people liked Sutton Foster, Nico Toritella, Molly Bernard, and Miriam Shore better. I feel like people only love Hilary Duff because of nostalgia reasons only. Like, they won't see past that. They won't see past that she's not some great actress. Like, if she was to get her own spinoff on TV Land, everyone who says they love Hilary Duff, other than maybe like Jesse, won't watch it.
Oh my God, he'll love that. Yeah, I agree. It's totally nostalgia. It's totally like, yeah, like there's a certain level of like forgiveness that you'll give her if you're a person of a certain age. Like if a person didn't know who she was and heard her sing, they'd be like, what the fuck is this girl?
Right.
You know? Yeah, like, that's true tea. Sorry. I like her, but, like, that's true.
And I'll throw myself under the bus with that. Like, Lauren Conrad, I will defend her till I die. But it's because of nostalgia reasons only. <All right. laughs> I'm aware of my issues. Believe me.
Yes, it's true. What is the obsession of half-naked and naked children for this B-list mostly television actress? She's at it again, and considering her most recent actions, was probably not the best idea. I don't remember her doing it twice.
Well, it says she posted a photo of her newborn niece. I'm sorry, if you look at a newborn photo and try and make it, like, a thing, that's a you problem.
Yeah, very much that. I love when this former A-list tweener actress turned A-list adult actress complains about how busy she is because of her kids, but forgets to mention the two nannies she employs who are the ones really busy.
Everyone in Hollywood has a nanny.
Shut up. Who cares?
This back-in-the-day A-list tweener actress who has hovered at B-plus list during her adult years was just told she was too old to play the single love interest and would have to play moms who fall in love. Now she's a mother, but apparently went into a rage and says she looks a decade younger than she is. And that's apparently the younger spinoff. They wanted her to be a mom.
I was reminded today of this time when this former A-plus list Disney actress turned B-plus list adult actress wanted her co-star fired and told the producer the co-star was shoving cocaine up her ass to get wasted. The producer then replied, quote, "I know, I'm the one who shoves it up there." That was Lelaine. Now you guys know everything's alleged. Everything's alleged.
Did you ever have weird stories from your high school about girls doing stuff like that?
Oh yeah.
Can we talk?
Sure.
So the school I went to, Hanover High School, I graduated in 2009. Okay, throwing it out there. But when I was a freshman, I will never forget seeing tampons on the ground after homecoming, because girls would just kind of let tampons like chill inside of them. Because obviously when you have a tampon, it expands. But they dip it in vodka, put it in their underwear and just let it like chill. And they'd get so fucked up because like it's your fucking like.
Wow.
As you can imagine.
That's crazy.
My high school was bananas.
So it was like, so I believe that every high school has like a vice.
Yeah.
Like some high schools like have like pill issues. Some high schools have like, everybody has like their thing. Was your high school's thing like alcohol?
Everything. Because where I grew up, it was either like really, really rich or like lower middle class, I'd say.
Okay.
So the rich kids would get so fucked up off their parents' money. Like in one bio class when I was a sophomore, a kid was crushed up pills and did pills during class, like snorted them.
Wow.
Insane. So my school was very bad. And also, sorry, we're going on another tangent, guys. But when I was a sophomore, the juniors had a herpes breakout and the juniors were also caught keying seniors' cars. My school was like, like again, a small town on the South Shore, you wouldn't expect like South Shore, Massachusetts. You're like, oh, what a quaint little town. It's like, no, psychotic.
My school was also pretty cray. Our vice was alcohol for sure. We were drinkers and, you know, drunk teenagers leads to our school was, I will say, for a bunch of teenagers, we were too sexually advanced. That's how I'm going to put it.
Okay.
There were things happening that were completely in a fucking appropriate and out of control. Like a lot of kids used to have sex at my school all over the fucking school. Mm-hmm. That was a very normal thing to get caught fucking group sex at school. Like crazy, crazy shit. Can I tell you an absolutely fucking banana story, but I will leave, obviously not, I won't describe the person.
So there was this person. Describe them. Tell us full name.
Full name, blood type, social. So there was this girl that went to my high school and it was exams week And I had a math tutor. So when you had a math tutor, or when you had any kind of tutor, you had the option to like do your exams with your tutor. And I was like, well, of course, I'm going to choose to do it with my tutor and be able to like talk and basically get the answers or whatever. And so I was in my tutor's room, like doing my test or whatever. And we saw like a line of boys standing outside and nobody knew why. Uh-oh. And you're not allowed to be out during exam week, right?
Right.
So these guys are lined up like around the hall and they're all coming out of the bathroom one by one, like very fast. And this young lady was in the bathroom literally giving head to anybody that walked in.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And like the whole school quickly found out what was going on and everybody like ran out into like the hallways to see what was like going on. And I remember she had to like walk through my tutor's classroom to get to like, because they were trying to hide her because she wasn't presentable. And they were trying to get her to the office and she had to go through my tutor's room. And I like looked up and I was like, holy shit, girl, you've been sucking dicks. Okay, bye. The craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
We used to get breathalyzed before everything too.
God.
Homecoming, prom, graduation, our vice principal. Sorry, everybody. I hope you're having fun at like story time corner.
Right.
But before we walked to graduation, he stood up, the vice principal, Mr. Rivneck. Can I say his name? Yeah, I'll say his name.
Why not?
He was like, everyone expects you guys to be wasted. Make sure you don't trip. He was like, I know some of you are fucked up right now. Just keep it together, please.
God, how are you supposed to have fun at a dance sober, though?
No, it was graduation.
Oh, okay.
Like walking, getting your high school diploma.
Okay.
Okay, now that we took that trip down memory lane, we're in 2021. Back in the days of perfection between gossip and reporting and PAPS, there was a glorious weekend. A weekend that saw this former A-list singer in a group, Joel Madden, hook up with this just turned 17-year-old former B-plus list actress Lalaine, who happened to be a co-star of the singer's girlfriend, Hilary Duff, who at the time was still not having sex with him. It saw this at a time A-plus list singer Justin Timberlake tried to have a threesome with his at the time A-list girlfriend Cameron Diaz and one of her best friends, but the A-plus list singer couldn't get hard because he was too nervous. Also that weekend, you had the foreign-born B-plus list actress from the North, Rachel McAdams, who had to fend off the advances of the at-the-time A-list mostly movie actor Wilmer Valderrama, who had an actress girlfriend, Lindsay Lohan, who turned 18 just a few years later. She was also doing a lot of coke and boozing that weekend, so the actor thought he could get away with hitting on the foreign-born actress, but it was unsuccessful. I don't know what any of those stories have to do with each other, but apparently it all happened in one weekend.
And of course, Wilmer gets fucking brought up.
And if Lalaine also hooked up with Joel Madden, I get it. I get why, right? Hillary's like, fuck her.
Totally. Trigger warning for this one as well, because I see a person mentioned that is not a great person. I'm just assuming that it's going to be horrendous. With all the attention focused on this former A-list actor and his support of the accused serial rapist slash abuser, people are now looking at the actor and the women he has groomed and abused and sexually harassed. One of these victims of harassment is the former A-plus list tweener who was an A-list adult actress. He harassed her when she was about 15 and he was 25. And that is Ashton Kutcher, Danny Masterson, and Hilary Duff.
We will do a That 70s Show episode, guys. It's just, it's not going to be as fun as you think.
It's really
honestly not. Each actor should have their own episode, probably.
Yeah, it's going to be so many blinds. And this is it. We are at 2022 and this is the last blind. This was unexpected for sure. The former A-plus list Disney star turned A-list adult actress has been hating on the ex-boyfriend Joel Madden, who had sex with her when she was still way underage. Then got another woman pregnant while dating our Disney star and talked smack about her for years. So imagine the surprise when the former Disney star and her current significant other hung out together this past week with the ex-boyfriend and the woman that he got pregnant. And that's when Nicole and Hillary took that photo together, which was wild.
That was insane. I feel like
it was wild.
That was our break the internet moment.
Yeah, that was like the millennial break the internet moment for sure. Because yeah. You have to be of a certain age to even understand the deepness of that photo.
Now, that was our final blind. So you know what I have to ask you, Troy? Is Hillary Duff rotted?
By no means. I don't think not she's
even,
rotted.
Not even
a smidgen.
Not even bruised.
Right. Yeah. She's just a very, very basic kind of celebrity, a former child star. And honestly, to be a former child star, I know that everybody always says this about her, but like, even if she is hiding how mean she can be, who gives a fuck? And she is insanely well-adjusted. To have been as famous as she was when she was famous, the kind of famous that she was, huge. Like, there's no reason that she should be such a functioning adult, honestly.
And she got married young, had a kid young, and people weren't doing that then.
Right.
You know, so I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I feel any different about her now. Like, I always had it in the back of my mind that she was like a low-key bitch, but who cares? Like, I never care about that, you know?
Yeah, she felt like a mean girl, but
yeah,
you can call us mean girls for doing this podcast, so.
Right, totally. And Stream Dignity, it's a great album. I can vouch for Dignity.
I believe you.
I'm telling you, it's good.
So guys, thank you so much for listening. We hope you learned something about Hillary Duff and our high school experience. Sorry, I'm going to apologize for going down that rabbit hole, but I almost feel like we need an episode on just our high school experiences.
It sounds like we do. It sounds like we had very similar
high schools. Make blind items about the people we went to high school.
Yes!
Oh, we're not going to do that though. Maybe no. We will. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure if you want to come see us live, if you can, check out the link in our bio. It has all the ticket information, dates, all that fun stuff. Troy, give them some advice to end their week.
Some advice, huh? Okay.
I want you to give advice.
Okay. I don't know if I'm the best person to do that for anyone. My advice to you is to lean into the things that you love. And when people tell you that your pleasures are guilty, they're not. Fuck those people. And also harass more straight men and bully them about sports.
Tell them about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, tell them that he's a homosexual. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.